Good morning. 69 degrees here at 7:37. It's great to have a cooler morning here. And as we do on the first Monday of the month, we get to talk with the folks from Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. And we're going straight to the top this morning. We got CEO Brian Lawrence. How are you doing, sir?
Great. Thanks for having us this morning.
Yeah, it's good to have you on here. I've been having a good summer, I hope. Enjoying the break and the heat right now, I'm sure.
Yes, definitely. Enjoyed the rain. And a little bit of cooler temperatures has really been a blessing this past weekend.
Oh, so. It sure has. So I know you've probably been having a busy summer over there at CRMC, and you got some new folks joining your team you want to tell us about
here this
morning.
Yeah, we're really excited. We have two new physicians joining our medical staff. Dr. Jason Patton joined us on August the 1st. He's a family medicine OB physician, so he is taking new patients, and I was going to bring him with me this morning, but he's taking care of patients, so that's where we want him, and excited that he's here, moved here with his family from Iowa, so we're super excited to have them join our community in the CRMC family. And then later this fall, we've got Dr. Love, who will be joining us as our second general surgeon. To partner with Dr. McGurk and really fill a slot we've had open for a little over a year now, so we're excited to have her. She is a Kansan, so grew up just outside of Derby, Kansas, and really excited to get back and serve rural southeast Kansas, so we're super excited to have her join us in October.
Well, that is great, and I'm sure, you know, from your position trying to, you know, finally be able to fill some of those vacancies with some good people. And I'm sure that's just a relief to be able to have those positions filled, and it's always exciting to bring new staff on board, I'm sure.
It is really exciting, and, you know, we've worked really hard to find the right physicians to join our medical staff that fit in our community, that share the same ideals and values as we do, and I believe our community does, and, you know, that takes time. As we work through that process, and it's super competitive right now in a recruiting environment for providers, but really feel like Dr. Patton and Dr. Love both are very complementary to the current medical staff that we have. They understand strategically where we need to head as a player in rural healthcare and in this market. And definitely embrace our mission, our vision, and our values, which is really important to us.
Well, and I know that some of the folks that you've had on the past here that are fairly new to the area have been able to bring, you know, not only their talent, but some new skills to the area, too. Sometimes the new techniques that we haven't had in the area before.
Yeah, and that's a great thing about Dr. Patton is he is going to take care of a patient from birth, you know, through the geriatric stage of life up until unfortunately when our time here is done, and so to be able to have a physician that you know, maybe there's a family in our community that really wants to just take everybody to one provider, he's your guy, and he can take care of you in that way. He will take care of you in the hospital, so it's really, you know, he provides that full continuum of care to a family or an individual, but again, just really to see a provider come out that wants to practice in that environment is a little bit different than what we're seeing currently, because we see a lot of physicians come out that are really subspecialized, that just want to carve out their niche, and that's really what they want to do. But Dr. Patton has said, no, this is what I want to do. I want to be able to deliver a baby, and I want to care for an elderly person in our community that's in those last few years, and make sure that they can be comfortable and be as active as they want to be. And so he's super excited, and we are too, to have him join us.
Well, it is great to kind of have that almost small town doctor kind of position, you know, where you're able to really to do so much. And, you know, in a bigger city, of course, obviously we still need those, but around here it's definitely going to make an impact. And I'm sure that he's taking on some new clients probably as he's getting his feet in the door here.
Yes, schedules are open, accepting new patients, and we're super excited to be able to get him out. He's been out in the community the last week trying to really meet people and start to build those network of relationships, and already has people on his schedule, but schedules are open. You can call Coffeyville Regional Medical Center and ask for the medical group, Dr. Patton's office, and they will get you scheduled and get you worked in there to, so you can meet him and see him. But again, he brought his family here. Super excited to have them embrace and get involved in our community. I know they're excited about it, and kids plugged in at school. And his wife is also a nurse, so hopefully once they kind of get settled down, we'll get her helping us from that standpoint. But just, you know, super excited to have them join our community. And again, I feel like they really are a great fit for our community and what's going on here. So super excited to have the Pattons here.
Well, that is really great. And you mentioned nursing, and I know this has been headlines across the country of, you know, various hospitals trying to maintain their nurse staffing at levels that, you know, their goal level, that is. How are you doing here in Coffeyville?
We're doing good. We definitely have some openings, but we've had some people come join us, some people internally transferring around to different open positions, but we still have a need. We're still out there recruiting. And we'll continue to do that, and you know, really try to show people that we are a family. We're a great place to work. We strive hard each and every day to meet our mission and delivering, you know, care to every generation with quality and compassion, and that's what we want to do. And so we're continuing to hunt for those people that want to join that to be part of a great team here at CRMC.
Well, that is fantastic, and I know we had the flags here earlier in the summer to salute the nurses and that sort of thing, and I know, you know, all the physicians over there really deserve our appreciation, because, you know, it's a big deal to be able to have, you know, that 24-hour emergency care. We kind of take that for granted in America, I feel like.
You know, we do, and I'm very proud of our team and the effort that they put in. You know, we never close. It's 24/7, and we try to create a model that meets people where they want to be met from a care standpoint. So if it's not emergency care, you know, we've got our extended hour care through our clinic. We're open 8 to 8 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday, really trying to make it as convenient as possible for people to get in and get their needs met and be able to take care of them with a good experience.
Well, very good. And I appreciate it. It's always good to meet the different physicians as they come on here on the program. Just neat to experience another aspect of our community. And it's just all about working together. So I appreciate you coming by, sir. And anything else you'd like to share with the radio audience here this morning about what's going on at CRMC?
You know, we're just staying the course, wrapping up through the summer and really working on some plans for the fall and starting the first quarter of 2024. I know that sounds like it's a ways off, but it'll be here before we know it. So we're excited about some things that we've got going on, again, about Dr. Love joining us in October and some other things that we're working on. We've got some new leaders within our organization that just started in the last week, so super excited to have them here and kind of embracing our culture and getting up to speed about what we need to do. So just a lot going on. Super excited. It's exciting time at CRMC. We're looking forward to next week and participating in Fair and Rodeo Week. So really excited about that. So
that's right. And I know you're sponsoring the rodeo one of the nights, right?
Yes. Wednesday night will be Tough Enough to Wear Pink night. We'll have some shirts that we'll be throwing out that night, and we'll have team members out there, so super excited about that. You know, the rodeo committee, the fair committee, they do a great job in putting that together. It's always exciting week here, the livestock show, the rodeo, the demo derby, you know, everything that's going on, the Queen's pageant out there. So it's just a super exciting time for our community, and look forward to seeing everybody out there.
Excellent. Well, it's going to be a great time. I'm looking forward to my first Interstate Fair and Rodeo. It's going to be a good time.
Yes.
All righty. Well, that's CRMC CEO Brian Lawrence. Appreciate you coming by, sir.
No, thank
and
you.
It's a great chance to talk with you. And thank you for all the work you're doing here in the community. And great to bring on board some new folks into Coffeyville.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate you. Have a God bless you and have a great day.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. And I look forward to chatting again here real soon. And we do have open line coming up in about 45 minutes here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, 69 degrees right now in Coffeyville.